This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to another Eye on Houston. My name is Melissa Chase from Odyssey and very excited today about the guests that are joining us. Mental health is a really big deal and sometimes it's hard to know what you do in the case of a situation where you might need mental health services or someone you care about if suffering from depression. There are so many resources here in the Houston area and AFSP is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. They have so many unbelievable resources to be able to help you and some great events coming up. Joining us for Odyssey's Eye on Houston, Carolyn Gomez, who is the co-chair of the Pasadena Out of the Darkness Walk, and Sandra Ramirez, Pasadena Walk co-chair and board member of the Southeast Chapter.
Thank you
for having us.
This year in Pasadena is going to be the third annual Out of the Darkness Walk, September 23rd. Tell us about this event.
This is actually our third year doing it. We are having it at the same location, the Burt Crenshaw Park in Pasadena. You know, we're still trying to get the word out, still trying to let people know what we're doing and about the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in that area.
I know that an event that is for AFSP sounds like it would be sad when you're thinking about those who've passed on from mental health or really just depressing time together. It is not. The Out of the Darkness Walks are some of the most incredible, enlightening events and experiences. I was honored to be the guest keynote speaker last year at the Out of the Darkness Walk in the Woodlands. Tell us what to expect for this year.
Just to be around other people who are going through the same thing, but it's just, you got resources. You have people to talk to. There's vendors out there. There's just a whole lot of people that you just speak to.
Do you feel like the word hopeful is one that gets used for the
Definitely.
Event? Because that's what, as soon as
Definitely.
You walk in, it feels hopeful to me.
Yeah.
One of our hopes, I guess, is that people will connect with each other and just know that they're not alone. You know, there's others going through similar situations with suicide loss, because at the time of your loss, you probably feel like you're the only one going through this. So one of the things that we do at the walk is promote that, speak to each other, get to know each other, you know, make that friend.
It's a community.
It is.
Right? It's
yes.
a community.
Yes.
And we all go through that grieving process together and learn yes. each other's stories and are there for each other. It is a wonderful place to be around. Our friends from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention here with us. And one thing I don't think everyone realizes is that you provide a wealth of information, even just going to the website. It's afsp.org, and it's got everything from if you have had someone talk to you about suicidal feelings, if you yourself are feeling depressed, if you have lost someone to suicide, if you are just not sure if someone around you is more depressed and needs more help, then you are able to provide resources. It just has everything, and it's for free. AFSP.org.
A lot of what gets asked to me is, what are some of the signs, you know, that they should look for? What are some of the symptoms, you know, before they should seek help? And a lot of our trainings, we have our Talk Saves Lives trainings. Those kind of go through with you as to what to look for, you know, and looking back for myself, it's like, I didn't know what to look for. I didn't know what, you know, some of the signs were. So I feel like this is something that we're doing that people can now know what to look for.
Sandra, will you tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got involved?
I lost my 16-year-old in 2009. And like most of us, you never think that this is going to happen in your family. And we started, you know, when we lost him, I think the year following, somebody told us about the walk in the Woodlands, and we attended. My family went with me. We made a team. We attended. We met several people. I met several mothers that were, you know, there that had become lifelong friends. Unfortunately for us, you know, my other son was with me when we found my 16-year-old. Mm-hmm. So that left a trauma. And of course, all the things that come with it. 4 years later, we lost him as well.
I'm so sorry.
So, you know, that's one of the things that really pushes me to tell some of the families who have lost somebody to suicide, you're going to need, you know, to speak out. You're going to need to tell your story, tell to, you know, just if you're feeling, you know, that trauma from loss, please get help, you know, because that domino effect is real. You know, it does happen a lot more often than we think it does.
And survivor guilt, right?
Yes.
I mean, having lost a friend to suicide as well. I think that was all of us going, God, if I had picked up the phone, if I had just answered, if I had made one decision differently, it would be a completely different outcome. And the truth is, that's not always the case. No. But sometimes getting resources and having help to counsel all of us through that, whether it's something that happened recently or many years ago in the past, I think that's really important for what you guys do with AFSP. It's a really big deal.
AFSP does have a program, but it's the Healing Conversations. So we started doing it with our Southeast Texas chapter. I'm not sure if this is like our second or third year with Healing Conversations. What it is if you've lost somebody to suicide, you can request to speak to somebody that has lost as well. Let's say you're a mother who lost a child. You can ask to speak to another mother that's further down the road that will get you, you know, and that's what Healing Conversations does. So it's actually been put in use quite a bit.
That's fantastic.
So, I mean, it is. It's, you know, because when this kind of loss, you know, it's still taboo to some people to talk about. So having somebody that's been there, you know, lost, you know, and they always try and pair them with the, you know, if you lost a child, we'll put you with a mother who's lost a child, you know, a parent, a sibling, same way, you know. So I mean, Healing Conversations is a great program that they can also reach out and get, you know, somebody to speak to with.
And that's how I met Sandra. It was a family member of mine after my daughter passed by suicide. I was given her number, and she was a godsend because I was just the day after that it happened, and I was able to talk to her, and her loss had been the first one 5 years before mine, and it was just someone who's going through the same thing and knows exactly how you're feeling and where you're coming from and how you feel like it definitely is the end of the world because it's your child,
right?
You know, to talk to somebody that's gone through it is so helpful.
And maybe someone who knows what it looks like on the other side, right? Like, I think that's that impossible feeling of like everything in my world has ended.
Exactly.
All of the guilt, all of the sadness, the shock, everything that's going through. So to be able to speak with someone who's in a further step of that journey to walk you through it has got to be unbelievable.
It is. My daughter passed on December 30th, 2014, and she was my youngest. She was 18 years old, had just graduated high school, registered for college, never saw it coming, never in a million years did I even thought that she had contemplated it or, you know, anything. So when it happened, I knew she was going through some depression, but not to that extent. So when it happened, it knocked us all.
Yeah.
Just, I couldn't get out of bed. My oldest son was the one that told me, you know, you can't give up now because you still have me and, you know, my oldest daughter and my oldest son. I have two older.
It's unimaginable. And what you do with your work now for AFSP is paying it forward to so many others who are able to get resources. So thank you for your volunteer time, your commitment to being a part of that. And that is a beautiful way to honor the memory of those who've been lost. By the way, if you're listening right now, AFSP.org is the website where you can go and find all this information. If you're in Pasadena, by the way, afsp.org/PasadenaTX. That'll get you there to find out about the walk. Also, I think that it's funny, like we're all like, oh, we got through the pandemic. We survived the pandemic. But there, the looks on Carolyn and Sandra's faces, they know exactly what I'm about to say here. But we lived through this really traumatic experience, and many of us have a very different lifestyle now. Things are different in a work situation. If you even have the same job that you had pre-pandemic, you've got kids that are going through this totally different experience than any of us could put ourselves in. And that can also lead to a lot of trauma that's built in, a lot of depression, and some really hard thoughts. Do you feel like the mission of AFSP has adjusted at all based on this new kind of place that we're living because of pandemic?
There's a lot more things in place. You know, there's been a lot more requests for the trainings, especially some of our school districts that kind of closed doors on, you know, the word suicide and anything to do with suicide. But now after this pandemic, you know, the rise for mental health services has just been outrageous. And so the schools are starting to realize this is something that needs attention.
My high school daughter's name tag for school has all the AFSP information on there and what to call in case of an emergency. Yes. And that happened since the pandemic, right?
Yes.
Exactly. You know, and now the new
988. 988, yeah.
Yeah, 988.
You know, if you don't know, 988 is a phone number you can call anytime from anywhere, call or text if you're in an emergency situation related to suicide or depression. It's just kind of like 911, but it's 988. You can call it anytime. It is absolutely free. And I encourage you, if you are feeling anything, to be able to save that in your phone as well. So you've got that if you need that.
Like the walk in Pasadena, that was something that came about because I work for the school district with the behavior response team for Pasadena ISD. And just the number of cases that we're getting with mental health needs has just skyrocketed from what it was before to after the pandemic, you know, after being shut down, everybody, you know, locked down. It wasn't the same.
We all pretended like we came back and we're all like, we're good. We're totally good to go. No, we're not. Like, we're all a little bruised from it.
You know,
absolutely.
Things to do with that. You know, this is not their, you know, it was like antisocial to their social schedules, being out and about with their friends to being locked down. So now it's, we're seeing some of that, you know, trickle in. And so
we both started in the Woodlands. She started many years before I did, but I went with her to the Woodlands and started helping out in the Woodlands, and my family and I, we put together a team for my daughter. And after that, she came to me asking, you know, she wanted to start a chapter closer to home, closer to us on the south side. So she asked me to come with her, and I said, yes, definitely. We need something a little closer because we're in Pasadena and the Woodlands is
it's good. Pretty far. Yeah, it's far, a good, little drive, yeah.
Yeah. So both of our families came with us, and that's how we started it in Pasadena.
I love that. I love that you've got resources available now in Pasadena. Very, very much looking forward to the walk that will be happening as well. That is September 23rd. And for this one, anyone can get involved. Do you have to have a connection to mental health? Can anyone be a part of it? Can you sign up a
team?
How can we help be a part of this?
Anyone is welcome to come out. We have plenty of teams that are just supporters of the cause. You know, we have a lot of the mental health workers in the area that come out. And we're always looking for volunteers. If anybody's interested in volunteering or helping the day of, please reach out. Our emails are on our walk page. Mm-hmm. So we'd be glad.
You want the people. You want the volunteers. You want the money.
Yes.
Again, that's afsp.org/PasadenaTX. That's where you can get all the information and sign up and volunteer and fundraise for the event on September 23rd. Now, if you're further out from Pasadena, there's amazing chapters of AFSP all over. I know Galveston does Hike for Hope. We've got the event happening on November 11th for the walk, Out of the Darkness walk in the Woodlands. So no matter where you are listening right now, there is a place near you. And again, those services online anytime you need them, afsp.org.
The reason that we do this walk, you know, as moms that have lost a child, is just we want to make sure, like at our walk, it's under a pavilion, and we try and fill that pavilion with mental health resources. So on the day of the walk, people can walk around, take home those resources. They may not need it today, but if they do, they've got those resources, you know, and just, we just don't want, you know, if we can alleviate one parent from going through what we've gone through.
And you don't necessarily have to go, if you're not able to walk or do the walk, you don't have to. There's resources. We have vendors out there. There's just, you know, people you can talk to. It's not necessarily if you're up for the walk, but if you can come out and support us, that would be awesome.
Mental health is a conversation we all need to be talking about more. It's a big policy for us here at Odyssey. We talk all the time about talking about mental health. You go to a doctor if your foot hurts, you go to the doctor, right? That's
exactly.
Part of your body. Your brain is part of your body. And mental health is all about taking care of your brain and making sure that you're treating it just as nicely as we do for the rest of ourselves. So we got to end the stigma, keep talking about mental health, keep being at the forefront of it and supporting all the amazing work you guys do with AFSP. Thank you so much for being here. The event again is going to be in Pasadena. This is the third annual walk on September 23rd. And again, there'll be one in the Woodlands on November 11th if you can't make it to Pasadena, and a full range of events, everything going on around Houston at afsp.org. Carolyn Gomez and Sandra Ramirez, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.